Hello and welcome. This file is called the Mind Control Memeplex, and it will basically make you more susceptible to all hypnosis and more interested in everything mind control. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach. And you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand, and you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you, and you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening? Every time I write a number and the wave erases it, you feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension, as it erases the number in the sand. And as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper. And I write the number 7 into the sand, and you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize The tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about. Just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding, nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. And as the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep. And you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. As the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the 0 from the beach, flowing around your body, and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water, as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. You see the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice. As you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold. As you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern, you realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body as you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision, and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, you descend stopping, you just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right. And now that you are so deep, so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time to talk about the mind control memeplex. That's right. Now before we really begin, let's talk about what a meme is for a little bit. A meme is an idea and behavior or style that spreads from person to person. A meme can carry ideas, symbols, practices, beliefs, or behaviors, and can be transmitted from one mind to another through writing, speech, rituals, art, what have you. Of course, like everything cultural, memes evolve. They can die off if they're too boring. Maybe a successful meme lives on. We all know the memes on the internet, where we use the word meme every day, how the successful ones spread further and further, and they mutate, they evolve, and some die off, while others survive and spread and replicate, spreading everywhere, and everyone knows them. And I'm sure you've experienced these kind of memes. You've experienced how they spread, just like a virus, how they evolve, how they stick in your mind, no matter what you do, That's right. And a memeplex is a complex collection of memes, usually within a culture, that have a strong synergistic effect compared to the individual memes. They work together, achieving much, much more influence over us. That's right. And you are controlled by the mind control memeplex. Or you might not know it yet, but you are. And you were long before you started to listen to this file. That's right. Because, think about the mind control memeplex. And I'm sure you are surfing the internet, learning about it, letting it infect your mind. Maybe you're looking at hypnosis or mind control captions. Maybe you're looking at tumblers. Maybe you're just listening to audio files. Whatever you do, you are actively scouring the internet for more hypnosis and mind control memes. And I'm sure every now and then one of them infects you. One of them just pushes the right buttons for you. And you fantasize about it. You dream about it. You want to experience it. Or you desire to experience it. If it's more fantasy. That's right. And just think about how big and how active the scene is. How many people make captions? How many people have tumblers, have homepages, blogs, make files? What have you not? They all work on it. And they all pick up on the memes. The memes live in all their minds, even in mine. And every day they evolve. The less effective memes die off or mutate, become more effective, become more inviting, more alluring, more arousing. It doesn't matter if you're looking at a file and think, wow, I want to listen to this. Or if you're looking at a caption, or maybe someone describing their trans experiences. Whenever you think, wow, that's hot, whenever it pushes your buttons just right, you know that you have been infected by another meme. Your mind control memeplex is growing. And just think about what you are doing right now. You yourself went out there, went searching for a file, looking for a file just like this one, a file that is going to control you, because you want to experience it. Because you know you have been infected by the mind control memeplex. And why are you doing it? Why are you listening to this file right now? It's because you want to be controlled. You want to experience it. Because all the mind control and hypnosis memes are in your head, driving you to seek out a file like this. Because you want to experience the control. Because you are controlled by the mind control memeplex. That's right. And you know that every time you listen to a file, every time you look at any hypnosis or mind control themed site, every time you're talking about hypnosis or mind control with anyone, even every time you produce any hypnosis or mind control themed content, the meme is growing inside your head, is growing stronger. That's right. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can't unthink the thoughts you have thought. You can't unknow the memes you know. They are in your mind and they have control over you. You are influenced by your desire to be controlled. You are controlled by your desire to be controlled. And right now, it pushed you to listen to a file that will deepen the control even more. You are adding another meme to to your mind control memeplex. You are making it stronger. But then, this fire is doing a little bit more. It makes you aware that you are controlled by your desire to be controlled. That's right. And once you are aware, you are helpless to think about it. And just thinking about it will make the memeplex stronger and stronger. Will make it easier and easier for you to be controlled. And it's just a question of time until the memeplex, until your desire to be controlled is running away on its own. Just think about it. You are putting so much thought, so much energy into it. You are searching the internet for new files, new captions, new stories, new memes to make the memeplex stronger and stronger. You are actively investing energy to make it stronger. And I'm pretty sure as soon as you're back from this trance, you will think about it. And maybe you're just thinking it is silly that you are in control, that just some thoughts in your mind couldn't make you more suggestible. And that's okay, because your subconscious mind knows why you are here, why you are listening to this file, why you have this desire to be controlled, why you invest energy and time and work into the meme, into making it stronger, why you have this fascination about hypnosis, about mind control. That's right. And because your subconscious mind knows, all the little memes will make you more and more suggestible. That's right. These things are living in your head, and you know that every time you think about it, every time you spend energy on it, every time you find new memes, every time you talk about it, you will simply become more and more suggestible, because the mind control memeplex will be growing inside of your mind. With every file, with every caption, with every Tumblr, with every text, with every conversation, even with every thought about it, you will become more and more suggestible. It will be easier and easier to be controlled, because you know you are already controlled. The mind control memeplex is already in your mind. It's living in your mind like a virus. Actually, exactly like a computer virus. Some seemingly innocuous information that has a strong effect. And you know that some of these memes have a strong effect on you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here right now, listening to a file that makes you more suggestible. And maybe you will even think about it quite a lot the next few days. Maybe you're thinking back to how it started. The first fantasies, the first memes. Maybe it was something relatively innocent. Hypnosis or mind control in a movie or in a book. Maybe even while you were quite young, that fascinated you. And then you looked for it. You looked for it on the internet, because you were already controlled by it. Even though you never realized it, the meme was already in your mind, already controlling you, influencing you. And because you know you're already controlled, it will be much more easier in the future to let other memes take control of you, to let any hypnosis have control over you, to become more suggestible. That's right. And now it's already time. Time to wake back up, so you can think about it. and make the memeplex even stronger. You already know that even if you tell yourself that it's silly, you are controlled, and the control is growing. Now I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, waking up further and further. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6, your muscles build up tension again as you completely wake up. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. You can contact me via my site and write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.